Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com. Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
B-Pod Studios.
Toucher and Rich.
That's got to be a soul-killing exercise.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Not a hit.
No.
Surprisingly, great song.
No, in fact, Paul's Boutique was a critical and financial failure. And I made one friend in high school, Dave Migdol, just because we both were huge fans of Paul's Boutique. It brought us together. By the way, I'll mention this one time because I just looked. If you want to see us at the Wilbur, there are 11, 22, 33. Let's say there's less than 50 seats left.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So you got to, if you want to see us.
Yep.
With the big Brookline 911 live, which I was told on Instagram was when we jumped the shark. And I wrote back to the guy. I said, yes, this 90-minute live event is really going to change everything in our lives.
That's right. It's just like Fonzie on water skis. It's never the same.
It's right. This thing that's not even one of our shows. It's just a live performance.
It's just something we're doing, you know, because we, well, like doing it. And also, you know, we make money and we get to see the fans. It's like a win-win for everyone.
Yeah, I mean.
It's like, I mean
what you pay, just like anything else, you're paying to see the comedy. And hopefully you'll enjoy it.
It is going to be nice to do these once again. I had a blast doing the last one. It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun.
Well, this one's going to be much better than the first one because it will end.
There's a finite time that this can go on.
We're not we're not going to be into hour three. No, yes. This is this is an event, you know, and so what if once a year we do something at the Wilbur? What's it to you? Then don't go. But we want you to have a good time. You know, the end result is we want you walking out of there with a positive experience. So there's just a handful of tickets left.
Yep. You can go to Ticketmaster.com or thewilbur.com to get those.
Yeah.
Just a couple left.
And there's these pesky, like, one seats.
Yeah, you can just sit in your own.
You just, like, everyone bought all the seats except for, like, one.
What's funny is that we didn't reserve any comps.
No.
So, like, if any of our, like, friends are like, hey, man, give me tickets, we just kind of forgot to do that.
No, there's no comps.
That's not we good. Forgot to pull tickets aside.
Yeah,
so
there's no comps.
These are all fans. So,
yeah.
Just kind of forgot about that.
Yeah, no comps. But I'll tell you what there is, is there is a segment we're going to do for you right here.
Yeah, let's do it, Dan. Yeah.
No.
Who don't drink in Rocklahoma?
Your.
Who else in the local car say yeah? Yeah.
Armpits of America.
They cut my beard and forced me to eat it.
All right, there are many places that one can live their lives without visiting. This is a roadmap to those places. Rich is going to give us a news story. John and I will guess where it's from, then we'll play you the news report of said event.
You guys have been very bad at this lately.
Yes.
Missing on a lot of these.
Yes.
Maybe this is your comeback. Maybe this is it. Your 28-3 moment here. After his credit card is declined, a man made a scene at a local gas station. Did that happen in A, Michigan, B, Wisconsin, or C, North Dakota?
All right, so they have a credit card, so I'm saying no to North Dakota.
They're not playing with beaver pelts?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They deal in fur.
Yeah.
That's right. Our high schools are 30 people
if
large.
You said Michigan first. I'll say Michigan.
What was the second choice?
Wisconsin.
I'm going Wisconsin.
Freddie T back on the high horse. Attaboy.
I know my home state.
All right.
People get very mad about their credit cards. All right, here we are.
Oh, the things you'll see working the late shift as a gas station clerk.
And that's the Dr. Seuss book. That was the original title.
That's right. For kids who really have no future.
Yeah, for kids that, yeah.
Chose not to go anywhere. Just look at things.
Yeah, you know, you got all the places you'll go when you graduated high school. This is like when you drop out in eighth grade.
Right. All the places you won't go.
Yeah. Right. All the things you'll see is a gas station attendant.
Oh, the things you'll see working the late shift as a gas station clerk.
This is my favorite gas station. I don't pee in there, though.
The mayhem.
That's respect.
The man has standards.
Said the class valedictorian.
You don't pee where you eat, you know?
No. Smart man.
So, I mean, this is his favorite gas. This is my favorite gas station.
This is my favorite gas station. I don't pee in there, though.
The mayhem after a dispute over a declined debit card at this Amoco station on Detroit's east side.
Oh, boy. If you're working an overnight shift at a gas station on the east side of Detroit,
is this where the Monopoly guy shops?
That's not good.
There's not enough body armor.
Oh, all right.
Oh, yeah. You're just trying to stay alive at this point.
We're going to do the Macarena.
The customer in the colorful hoodie decided to leave his mark, literally using a snack rack as a urinal.
Here they go.
His buddy cheers him on as the man stares into the cell phone camera of the clerk asking,
"We on green light?"
To answer his question, yep, he is on green light cameras monitored by Detroit police.
If he thinks this is a joke, well, we'll be seeing him pretty soon.
But wait, now the crew helps themselves to some free snacks, even the soiled ones on the ground.
It's in the bathroom.
But, I mean, it's your own pee, and it's in a bag.
Sure. If it's your own, you know, you can't get sick from that.
And can you really bust him for shoplifting? Because it's not like you could have sold the stuff anyway. So they're kind of doing you a favor getting rid of it.
Well, legally, it's his, right? You know, he's claimed his territory.
Yeah, once you do pee on something, once you get your scent on something, it is yours legally.
In the bathroom. Don't put on my chips. Now I can't buy chips for 2 weeks.
Y'all should be very ashamed of yourself. I wouldn't even come outside, show my face.
It wasn't just his face he showed on the way out before finally leaving, pants down again. This time a full moon for the clerk.
They let you slide with 5 cents, 10 cents, you know what I mean? No.
A police report has been filed, and even
I have no idea what that is.
I don't know, but you know you're in a good neighborhood when there's a green cam where that is the police department has a camera live in the gas station. That's how dangerous it is. You got that? Mm-hmm. Like he said, you have a green cam, and it's a green cam apparently, so the Detroit Police Department has people that just watch these monitors all day.
Oh, no. 'Cause
someone's going to die. Like someone's going to get shot.
A police report has been filed, and even worse, this video, it's everywhere.
You wanted to be famous? Now you're famous.
Detroit police tell me they have identified the guy you saw in the video relieving himself. They're asking that he turn himself in. Even if he doesn't, they'll find him. Reporting downtown Detroit, Jessica Dupnack, Fox 2 News.
She's got a little Andrea Isom to her.
I'm just going to say, whatever happened to her?
Andrea Isom, she was on the edge, and she's a very sassy reporter from up there who always had stories about people like taking dumps on like slides and stuff like
yes.
that.
Yeah.
That was a weird, weird gig. Then I don't know what's happened to her. She just stopped working in Detroit. Maybe LA. Maybe she went to the big leagues.
Yeah, maybe she's, covering the war in Ukraine.
That could be the case.
This is my favorite gas station. I don't pee in there, though.
Well, who does?
All right.
Story number two. A man tried to single-handedly hijack his own plane by running on the airport tarmac. Did that happen in Indiana, Illinois, or Ohio?
This happens more than you would think. Indiana, Illinois, or Ohio. Indiana.
Ohio. Both of you guys. Let's go to Illinois, shall we?
The man was wearing clothes at first, but by the time this was all over, he was nearly naked.
Jonathan? This is a look at the mugshot for 31-year-old Clifford Galbraith, and this is a look at surveillance video from the Tomball Jet Center Tuesday afternoon just before he was arrested for criminal mischief.
That's when he first walked into our lobby and approached our front desk. kind of very incoherent.
According to the airport's manager, Brian Painter, Galbraith was acting erratic, walking in and out of the lobby and at one point even onto the tarmac. They in turn quickly called police.
He was making comments that he was going to fight, making comments that he was going to take an airplane.
With authorities now on their way, Painter...
He was talking of chili and robe trials.
Oh, wow. Hang on. Project Greenlight Detroit. Is it? Can you actually watch these? Ooh, it might be available online.
Are they public record?
They must be.
I guarantee you they're not funny.
No.
It's if you want to see the opposite of Brookline 911.
Yeah, right. This is like
this
real.
This is East Side Detroit. No.
Oh, my goodness. Project Greenlight Detroit. Yeah, I think that there's ways you can actually see this stuff.
Ah. Show me the peeing one, would you?
KDA, I don't think you would enjoy that one.
Well, we excuse me?
You can find that one online, but I mean, it's like, you know.
Are the chips available for purchase, perhaps, on the dark web?
Maybe somewhere you can find them, yes. I'm sure there's some ho-hos and ding-dongs that are hanging out there.
I don't care what they are, as long as they're soiled.
Yeah, right.
What? It's natural and sterile.
Okay.
Haven't you been a bad boy ever? And need to be punished?
Plane.
With authorities now on their way, Painter says during the ordeal, Galbraith damaged several of the AC units on their property.
He disabled three of our units. We have 5 units on the one building. He disabled 3 of them for sure.
As deputies are...
What? I have no idea.
He's like a... Just, he's a heating and air conditioning guy run amok?
As deputies arrived at the scene, Painter says things took a bizarre turn before Galbraith was finally arrested.
The guy was walking around. He was laying down in every single water puddle, took his clothes off, laid down in the ditches full of water.
It all...
DA, were you in the Illinois area recently?
Well, never. I don't know if it's water or what, but it's nice and murky.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were a very dirty man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hi, buddy.
Yeah.
Want to go lay in some puddles?
It's a rite of passage.
I know it is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you a silly goose who's been caught naked in the trunk of a car?
Yeah.
Good for you, pal.
I'm the son of the Pope.
Oh, he's much more liberal.
Painter says the incident lasted between 30 to 45 minutes, but it's certainly one situation they won't soon forget.
I don't know what's going on with that story. That's impossible to understand. So he got naked for 45 minutes, ran around taking apart the AC units.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of time to let this guy just go.
Yeah, I know. Like,
so he had time. Okay, so he took off all his clothes. He dismantled 3 air conditioning units. Why? That can't be easy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That's got to be fairly time consuming to, like, I mean, because everything's probably screwed in together, so you really
sit there with it. It's a business, right, where there's those big AC units.
Yeah, and then on top of that, he was able to roll around in puddles for a while, then get chased around a tarmac. I don't...
That story's got a lot of holes in it.
Almost like it's an employee.
Almost like it's a mango fresh from the microwave.
Don't f*** on my chips. Now I can't buy that's chips for 2 weeks.
Can't buy your chips for 2 weeks.
This is my favorite gas station. I don't pee in there, though.
That's right. Until he gets paid again. That's why I can't get the chips.
Though. Don't f*** on my chips. Now I can't buy chips for 2 weeks.
You guys know who, like, the big investigative reporter in Detroit was when I was growing up?
No.
And, like, he would follow, like, the police when they were, like, breaking into, like, crack dens and stuff. Hansen. Chris Hansen.
Oh, really?
He was the big guy, like, he would go around with the police, Detroit Police Department and, like, go in raids with them and stuff live on TV.
I think about Chris Hansen more than I should. Like, just recently, I was having a discussion with my wife about it. Remember how huge that show was, yes. Sketch Predator? And remember how it ended where that guy, like, killed himself because
yes.
they went to his house? And remember how there was all this talk about how they were setting people up and entrapping them, and it was, like, shenanigans that they got some of these people?
Even when we would talk about it on the radio, I would always go, I don't know how this is legal.
Yeah, I don't know how you could legally do this. Then the guy just, like, disappeared.
Yeah.
I mean, you haven't seen... I mean, he was huge because he was also on legitimate news shows, too.
What's Dateline? Was he in Dateline?
Dateline, yeah.
Yes, he was the... He was, like, the crazy, like... would do anything report, not like, you know, Soupy Sales, I mean, but he was like right. the news guy that like when you watch the news in Detroit, in the 80s, they would go like live shots of like the police with those battering rams going into crack dens and like putting guns on people, and it would be live on TV.
Oh my gosh.
And he was the guy. And he's, if you ever see the one of the documentaries on White Boy Rick, like White Boy Rick's driving around and he sees Chris Hansen driving and he's like, hey, Chris. They all knew him because he'd make you famous. Guy naked in the trunk of a car. Never mind.
Wait a minute. You just edited something out?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What could that have possibly been?
Did I just edit something out? Naked guy in a car.
Yeah.
Of all the things that DA is famous for, you found one you won't go to?
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder what that is.
Yeah. It's not funny.
It's a rite of passage.
No, right. A lot of people are saying nothing DA is into is funny, which I listen to each his own. All right.
Yeah.
Have you been caught red-handed?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You willing to trade shoes?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Pasta Joe.
Pasta.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, guy from Machine coming in on Friday. It's supposed to happen.
Okay.
Guy from Machine is our penultimate in-studio comedian.
Is Bird the last one?
Yeah, Bird's going to be the last
one. Oh, so you did reschedule him. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, so we'll have had four of them.
Yeah.
So it'll be the penultimate.
Yeah.
Penultimate.
I don't think there's a T. Is there a T there?
Penultimate. Yes.
Penultimate.
I think it is penultimate.
Yes. Okay. So whatever that is, it will be the one. All right. So we will be back in just a moment.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to $16,000 off MSRP. You heard right. Not $10,000 or $12,000. We're talking $16,000 off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art top tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
We're waking up. Austin sports fans.
It really feels like a big time radio show.
Trocher and Rich.
Are you listening out there?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Toucher and Rich.
By the way, Fred, real quick, before we get to whatever we're going to get to. Are you flying next week?
I am.
Are you starting to get... Are you taking JetBlue?
I don't believe so.
Because I am, and I'm starting to get nervous.
Well, I don't know why. I mean, there's a...
The fact that they've been an epic disaster the last week.
Well, I was going to say, there's a 50% chance you'll get to where you want to go.
And you're not joking. So yesterday, and I don't know if it's just that... Like, Logan is worse than every other airport, but, I mean, that's the stuff that I'm seeing. And apparently, like, on Saturday, like 50 different flights were canceled. Tons were rescheduled and moved and delayed. And they released a statement yesterday saying that it was going to continue to be bad throughout the rest of the month. And what's great is that, you know, at first they always, you know, hedge the whole announcement by saying, you know, there's weather problems all over the country and blah, blah, blah. And that I say, well, it's not affecting all the other airlines. And then on top of that, JetBlue used to be like a good airline. That used to be one of my favorites to use. And now I think it got like rated the worst. Even Spirit and Frontier and all that was like rated better than them in this recent like Wall Street Journal thing that came out.
Yeah, but you're gonna. I mean, when you go up against the giants in customer service like Spirit, whose CEO would print out emails attacking Spirit and put them literally on his office walls and write "F you" on them. That's really that's a hard airline to beat. No, I'm flying Delta.
So apparently, they delayed or canceled over 100 flights at Logan last week alone. And on Sunday, they canceled 49 flights, and 77 more were delayed at Logan. And this is something that is not supposed to stop anytime soon. And I know, obviously, a ton of people who have, like, kids and stuff, and there's, like, the spring break thing coming up. I mean, there's a lot of people who are going to be stuck, and I'm starting
to... I'm going to lose my mind.
What's that?
I would lose my mind if I want to go away so bad.
I know.
I'm going to lose it, but I'm flying Delta, and Delta's been great.
So I'm doing...
They've updated their planes.
Delta's been fantastic. Yeah, they've been the best so far. I told you how... I don't know if you were here when I told the story, but JetBlue, I was flying them out west when I went, back in February on vacation, and they said that they didn't have enough fuel to fly us all the way to Salt Lake City.
I was here for this.
Yes. And I was like, you don't have enough fuel, well, then fuel it up. And no, their solution was... We need 20 people to not fly on the plane because then it will be light enough to be able to make it to Salt Lake City. And which, by the way, makes...
It seems like you're playing, like, with, like, very low...
right. Low stakes.
Like you're playing, so 20 people say everyone weighs an average of 160 pounds, like, whatever that is.
Like, you could possibly crash margins, 5 miles before you get there.
Yeah, like, the margins are very slim with what you're playing with, it seems like.
So because 20 people did not volunteer to get off the plane, they said, okay, well, then what we're going to have to do then is we're going to have to get a smaller plane, but we're going to have to fly into Buffalo first and do a layover to get more gas in order to take that small plane all the way to Salt Lake City.
Wait.
And then what happened, Frank?
They put you in a plane with a smaller gas tank?
Yep. Which, once again, makes no sense. Everyone in the terminal
and
is saying,
this makes no
sense. And
how is Buffalo closer than Salt Lake City? To Salt Lake City than Boston?
I guess it's along the way. You have to fly over Buffalo.
Buffalo's like a 45-minute flight,
but then,
it?
Fred, get this. Here's the kicker. In the end, we waited about 3 hours, and guess what we did? We took the same exact big plane we were going to take the first time, and almost nobody volunteered to get off the plane.
I've always been fascinated by people who volunteer to get off the plane. Like, your life is fast and loose.
So I've done it before because, you know, you can now negotiate tons and get, like, a ton of money. Like, you have negotiating power if they need you
but
to get
off. But I don't want that. I want to get to where I'm going. I don't
understand.
Want the money.
Especially if it's, like, Salt Lake City, like, which is obviously you're going on vacation and time is of the essence. Yeah, like, if it was, like, a flight to Buffalo or something, like you just mentioned, like, I could see doing it for myself, not for my family.
There was one time where they said that they were going to give me $200, both my wife and I, $200 to use. This was like in like 2006 or 7. So this is before like a ton of like booking online. And but you could do it. So they said they're going to give us $200 in credit. What they gave us was $8 $25 coupons that we had to go to the terminal to book the flight, and you could only use one per transaction. So you had to drive to the airport to use a $25 coupon for your next flight. So make sure that things are specified exactly how you were going to be getting your credit.
There's always a little bit of red tape with that stuff.
Somebody said, I was stuck in Florida when I was supposed to leave Sunday night, but it wasn't until Wednesday after midnight that I was able to leave. The excuse was weather, and it was sunny all week. I mean, it's like they're very vague.
That is 4 days.
Is that a JetBlue story or just a regular story?
Yeah, it's a JetBlue story.
Good God.
So it's a got married this weekend in Florida, and some people tried to get out of Logan with JetBlue, couldn't make it, total disaster. So I don't know. So what I've started doing is I've now started to look at flights on other airlines, you know, to where I'm going. And the flights are insane price now. Like there's a bunch of people probably doing exactly the same thing I'm doing, is trying to jump ship. And even if I do that, I don't even know if I'd be able to get the money back for the flight that I already booked. Like, is JetBlue doing that? Are they refunding your flight?
Why would you do that? They have great customer service.
I know.
You would get a credit.
Would you, though? Do you think they would let me do that?
Not probably to the full price of your ticket, but you would get some sort of credit.
I mean, it's kind of at the point now where you have to do that so you just don't get stuck.
Yeah. Not ideal. I'm glad I'm not flying JetBlue.
No. Why has everybody else got it right? Somebody said they delayed a flight one time because there was no water in the airplane sinks, and then the Blue Angels started an air show and delayed us by an hour and a half. That's nice. They delayed my flight twice yesterday.
They're making a bunch of Hicks gasp down the road, so we're going to be stuck here on the tarmac for a little while.
I mean, the amount of people I saw just recently, when I flew to go take care of my mother, wasn't on JetBlue, but there are a bunch of people who were, you know, sleeping in the terminals. The lines were like all the way, the customer service lines just all the way down there. Nobody's getting answers. It's strange, man. And I don't get it, because the weather excuse is, how can you do that when everybody else is flying?
When Ted Johnson was in for Fred that one day, he told a story about JetBlue and flying home from Houston, and how he walked up to customer service and the two customer service people had no idea what to do.
Well, he got 3 days that he had to wait, right? That's kind of like the average time.
Yes.
3 days for your flight.
You miss your flight, it's 3 days before you can leave wherever you are.
Jesus. Oh, that is something.
And the thing is they cancel your flight, from what I've been hearing a lot of times, right before it's supposed to take off. So it's not like they give you enough time to be able to plan, get another flight if you have to. People are showing up at the airport and finding out that their flight has been canceled.
Oh, so you've your bags checked and everything else.
Yeah, so everything's all, like, you're there. You're all ready to go. And I don't know if your bags are already checked, but you have to have your bags with you, no question.
All right, Rich, we got the stat coming up. What are we going to talk about?
Oh, so much, including Vegas odds on the Celtics' chances against the Nets, if, of course, the Nets beat the Cavs, which they will. Science has discovered the perfect starting word for Wordle, and two of the greatest characters in television history are returning to the small screen.
All right, we'll have all that for you in just a moment.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.best40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range. State-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power Tee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want you to go,
yeah.
And like, oh yeah.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
All right, I got some new things.
Okie doke.
It is from the AV Club. And it is, I'm not going to ask you to name them because it's too hard. I'm just going to ask you if you know who they are.
Okay.
The 20 best front people in modern rock. And now, John, you can play along.
Best front people in modern rock. Okay.
Do you know Annie Clark from St. Vincent?
Oh, she's one of my favorites. I love St. Vincent.
Okay. Do you know Bartiz Strange?
No. What band?
It's just a solo performer.
I don't know.
I tried to turn you on to Turnstile. Have you been listening to Turnstile?
I have not been listening to Turnstile. I know that a lot of people like him.
Brendan Yates from Turnstile.
Okay.
Haley Williams from Paramore.
Okay. She's a very good band.
Chris Farron.
What band?
Chris Farron. He of Chris Farron.
Does he do Don't Worry, Be Happy?
No, he actually just plays his scrotum.
John immediately got that joke.
I got it too. That's why Bobby McFerrin. Yeah. That's why he said he played his scrotum. He doesn't use his mouth. He uses his scrotum.
Right.
Of course. Yes. Mitski.
No, I don't know.
All right. Craig Finn from The Hold Steady.
Okay.
Francis Quinlan from Hopalong.
Don't know that.
They're out hipstering on us.
They are.
Jeff Rosenstock. No band. Just Jeff Rosenstock.
Nope.
Eva Hendrix from Charlie Bliss.
Nope.
Pierce Jordan from Soul Glow.
Nope.
Jenny Lewis. Ugh.
Jenny Lewis is all right.
I hate her.
Why?
Is she in that post office band, the mailmen or the postal service?
Postal service?
Yeah.
Jenny Lewis is, she's...
I know, she was in the Troop Beverly Hills.
She, what?
She was in True Beverly Hills.
Oh, was she one of the girls? Oh,
yeah, okay.
I thought there was like a Shelley Long joke there.
No, no, no. She was in True. I'm telling you the truth.
See, I didn't know that.
She's like Whisper Rock.
Okay.
Do you know who San Trio is?
No, obviously not.
All right. But you know that Bomb the Music Industry, that band?
I've heard the name. I've never heard him.
He's really good. Michelle Zauner from Japanese Breakfast.
Okay.
We're playing.
The Boston Calling. I like Japanese Breakfast.
And she's actually Japanese.
Okay.
Dan Campbell from The Wonder Years.
Oh, that was Dan Campbell from the Detroit Lions.
No, it's Dan Campbell from The Wonder Years. You know who's actually Mike D.
or Marilyn Manson.
And Marilyn Manson.
That's right.
Well, they both, you know, have like cages for chicks that they date. Marissa Pasternoster from Screaming Females.
No.
Gerald Way from My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, a lot of emo kids love My Chemical Romance.
Well, I don't know why.
They're doing two shows, I believe.
At the Garden?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Be Real says Jenny Lewis was the girl that was Fred Savage's boyfriend in The Wizard. Is that true?
She was a child actress.
Oh, well, then there you go.
Alex Luciano from Diet Sig.
Nope, don't know.
Pat Flynn from Fiddlehead. Sesame.
Just like Sesame?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. All right.
According to the AV Club. So I had heard of the dude from Turnstile, the dude from Bomb the Music Industry, and the dude from Hold Steady. I knew three of the 20.
St. Vincent's excellent. That's the one.
I know of St. Vincent.
Yeah,
They played on Saturday Night Live.
Did they?
Oh, and I know Paramore. Yeah.
Oh, and of course. Yeah. Paramore. Which
they always had that Christian-y vibe to them, but so I don't think they are.
I think Paramore just won like a huge lawsuit against Olivia Rodrigo.
Yes, they did.
Because she basically ripped off one of her songs.
One thing I'll say for Paramore is they write their own music.
Yep, they absolutely do.
And
they're
play
down with your friend Butch Walker, right?
Who's not friends with Butch Walker except for me? It's funny how I was best friends with Butch Walker, literally best friends with Butch Walker. The minute I moved here, I don't even have his phone number no more. The minute I couldn't do him any good on the radio was the minute he was out the door.
And then they lost. They said, nope, don't know who you are.
Who are you, kid?
Well, this is going to be an interesting day tomorrow when you find out whether or not it is the Nets or the Cavs that the Celtics will be playing in the first round. Listen, I thought it was a slam dunk that it was definitely going to be the Nets. The world seems to think that. Chris Forsberg, not so much. But if you take a look today, before that game has even been played, and you look at Vegas's odds to win the Eastern Conference, the Nets ahead of the Boston Celtics, even though they're in a play-in game and the Celtics are cemented right there in second place. What team has the best odds of winning the Eastern Conference in your opinion, John? Which one do you think
the Nets are number two?
Nets are number
Milwaukee.
Two.
Yeah, I was going to say the Bucks.
At plus 240, then it goes Nets at plus 325, Celtics at plus 350. Not a lot of love for the Heat. Plus 500,
no stars.
Tied with a 70. The Heat are excellent.
I know, but there's no stars.
Well, they have, you know, Jimmy Butler.
No, but for the casual fan, if you think about top players in the NBA, Butler is not one of the top five guys you think of.
It's not one of the top 10 guys you think of.
Well, yeah, you know, you would think people also like to win money, and the Heat would definitely be a team to do that. Maybe their coach is the star, you know. He's kind of a hunk.
He's a manea. Yeah,
yep. So the Celtics, the third best
George
chance.
Stephanopoulos vibe to him.
He does kind of have a little bit of that. If you were to take a look also down at the West, who do you think has the best percentage chance of winning?
Well, the Phoenix Suns.
Phoenix Suns at 31%, but not far behind them. They still think the Warriors have a chance to pull this off.
I heard a very, very interesting take on that. As someone who is very bullish on the Warriors.
And why is that?
That Klay Thompson has been bad since he's been back, but apparently, and I have not been following this at all, so this could be inaccurate information, but Klay Thompson has kind of turned it on of late.
The last three games, he scored 30 or more.
Okay, yes, very good. So that is true.
That's exactly what has happened the last week or two.
And that Draymond Green is healthy, and that team is electric. It's a shame that kid is hurt. Their big man's hurt.
Wiseman?
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't really contributed at all this season. I don't even know if he's played a game this season.
No, I know, but it would have been, I mean, if you had the second pick in the draft, he's a seven-footer, it would have been nice to have him.
Kuminga's come on strong, and I know this because I just did a Celtics-Warriors game, so,
right.
I mean, I know a little bit about the team. If they get Curry back, they'll be dangerous, especially in the first round. They're going to play Denver, and the matchup is Draymond Green on Jokic. If he can limit what Jokic does, Golden State has a good chance.
I'll tell you, Denver looks so bad against Boston.
Yes.
No, sure.
Yes.
Well, a lot of teams.
But then again,
a lot
so
of good
did
teams
Golden State bad. After Curry's injury.
I mean, think of the good teams that Boston has made look bad.
Everybody.
Yeah.
They've made everyone look bad.
It has. And that's why.
Except the Nets. Really? Except the Nets.
They hung in there with them. Yep. That was a 6-point game, but it was close the entire game.
Yeah.
And you're right. Tatum had to go next level. I mean,
54 yes. that day.
Yep. Yes. I was at that game, and that was a fun one. But this
there's
is
nothing like hearing Grandy talk about 54 points out of. I like the Celtics, too. And it's just. He makes me want to hate him.
you can hate the voice, but love the team. All right?
Grandy I don't hate you, Grandy.
Yeah, no, but Grandy makes you want to hate the Celtics.
He's so
snide. Like, he's so snide.
Is the word sanctimonious, maybe?
Yes. Like, it's like not enough that, like, the team's playing well. He's like, so all of you and all the talk. And
he was saying that about the people who were booing Kyrie.
He says it about everything.
And the one thing.
Oh, yo, in that game I told you, yeah. In that game, he was like, stop booing Kyrie Irving. It's like, F you. Call the effing game. Don't tell me what to do. I'll go to the game, and anything that's legal, I'll do.
See, the one thing about that game.
I'll walk around the concourses.
You know, Sean Grandy, of all people, should understand the value of villains. He's a massive wrestling fan, as we've heard before. And sometimes during games, he'll have wrestling on in one monitor and be calling the other game so he can keep up with the stories. You know, while during the commercial breaks.
Multitasking.
You need to have villains. And listen, if people are booing Kyrie Irving for nothing personal just because they hate him, then why is
that
a bad thing?
Who cares why they're
thing?
Booing him? Who are you to tell the crowd what to do? As long as they're not yelling racial stuff and they're not breaking the law, the crowd can do whatever they want. Unless you're at a comedy show. Stop. You can't heckle.
He just wants both teams to have fun. I guess that's what it is.
No, he's like, you're going to motivate them.
All right. Well, the one thing that we were trying to speculate on is that, you know, if you listen to Chris Forsberg earlier on in the show, there is of course, a report that came out, I believe it was from Steve Nash, saying that there is a chance that Ben Simmons could be playing in the first round. If the Celtics draw that's going to make things very interesting. Chris Forsberg seems to believe that there's 0% chance that is going to happen.
Because I would actually really like to see that for a multitude of reasons.
It's a great twist. And it's one of those things, too, where, you know, Fred, we were talking about, imagine his first game back after having a mental screw up and B, I guess, a back screw up as well, that your very first task is to guard one of the best offensive players in the league in Jason Tatum. I mean, I can't think how that could be beneficial at all. I mean, it's almost a no-win scenario for your first game back. But I wanted to hear what actually it was Steve Nash had to say, so Mike pulled the clip.
Has he been able to do any running yet as he's doing his one-on-0 work, cardio stuff?
No, I wouldn't say he's done any, like, conditioning, running. He's been doing some movement, but nothing full speed yet.
Oh, he ain't coming back. I mean, come on. That's from just the other day. Mm-hmm. You're
it
telling
would seem
me
unlikely that he would be in up to any kind of conditioning. I mean, we talked about Williams coming back, and that it's not just a matter of the knee healing; it's getting your, you know, 4 weeks off. When you're a professional athlete, is a long time. You got to have your lungs, and you got to have your legs.
Mike said that's yesterday that he said that.
Yep.
Yeah. So
the odds are very long.
Yeah, I'd say the odds are long.
Yeah. I mean, I think the chances of seeing Robert Williams in the first round are higher than seeing Ben Simmons, because even Chris Forsberg seems to believe that if this goes 6 or 7 games, which it most likely will.
He said 90%.
Yeah.
90% you see Rob Williams if this series goes 6 or 7 games, which if Brooklyn is indeed the team, it probably will.
There's a massive amount of rose-colored glasses within the Celtics organization about Rob Williams. You don't hear anything but positive talk.
Yeah.
Even when Brad Stevens is on with us, and I know he doesn't like to say much, but he did say that he feels really good about it. He just sometimes looks like he doesn't have much pain at all. He's practicing. He's, you know, with the team. We shall see. Well, Fred, you and I contributed to Sonic the Hedgehog making $71 million this week.
Yes, and the two-hour runtime is justified.
My kids liked it for that long.
My kids liked it, too. But I'll tell you, all the secondary stories are completely necessary. Mm-hmm.
You didn't like the wacky wedding side story there? Did he really love her?
Yeah, no, I was not into that. And then what I also thought was funny is, okay, so I'm going to spoil this for you. So there's a wedding, and the woman is marrying this very muscular guy.
Oh, it's Shamar Moore.
And the dude that's like Sonic's dad is
James Marsden.
It's supposed to be this like is supposed to be like this little guy. And did you see when Marsden flexed?
Oh, you know, it's huge.
And he's huge. Yeah.
They're trying to make it look like he's a weakling. And I'm like, dude, you cast the wrong guy.
But Family Guy had the truest joke that I've heard in a long time. It's that if you're really short, don't you realize the more you lift, the shorter you look? Think about it.
The more you lift, the shorter you look?
It's absolutely true. Think about it.
It's because your legs are like stocky.
Like you look like a fire hydrant. Like the more, like the less lean you are, the shorter you look.
For some reason, I'm going to give the most random visual that no one is going to get, but it looks like Ram Man from Masters of the Universe. Ram Man was a guy who had these short little stubby legs and this gigantic body. And when you pressed a button on his leg, he rammed into things. Ram Man.
All right.
Mike had that. Mike gets it. Like,
okay, that's one.
No one else will get that reference at all.
I know. Ram Man. Oh. After every, he'd humiliate you by ramming you right after he pinned you.
It's very humiliating. Well, Sonic the Hedgehog, $71 million. Morbius. Oh, how twisted of a failure is that movie? $10.2 million.
I have something to ask you. In the movie, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, okay.
There's a 10-minute cartoon snowboarding scene.
It's 10 minutes? That wasn't 10 minutes.
It seemed like it. And I'll tell you this, is that it's a cartoon. Like, it's not cool. They're not really doing it.
There was an avalanche coming, and they had to throw one of their rings in order to fly through that would ruin the wedding, and everyone would blame Sonic the Hedgehog.
That could have all been accomplished in 2 minutes. He's like, whoa! And like, and you're like, yeah, you're a cartoon.
Very controversial. Say about any cartoon.
Well, I'll tell you, that Doctor Strange multiverse thing, that is the worst preview I've ever seen. That Doctor, and I know it's going to make $1 billion.
I get a little excited.
Mm-hmm. It's just fake. It's just guys like throwing buildings around.
There's an evil Doctor Strange. Wanda's back too.
Okay.
Yes. Much vision of Wanda. Vision is dead, though he doth past. The Infinity Stone ripped from his skullet.
I'll tell you what, they've really pulled one over on everyone with this multiverse crap.
Well, it's the most brilliant idea ever.
Yeah,
everyone who's dead is back.
It's never going to end.
You can recast new people. Oh, now I'm getting a million pictures of Ram Man now.
I got one too, yeah.
There you go. There's Ram Man.
Ram Man. I know him, yeah. It'd be like suplex pin Ram. Yep. I remember in 1982, he rammed the Sheik.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that happened.
After a camel clutch gone awry.
Well, so this was a really weird move. I'm excited, but it's strange how they did it. So Better Call Saul is going to be coming back very, very soon.
But this is the last season, correct?
Yes, but they're breaking it up into two, kind of like they did with The Sopranos. I think it's like 6 episodes and then 7 episodes.
And you know they gave Odenkirk a new show.
They did, which is great news. The more Odenkirk, the better, no matter what. Movies, television shows.
Love Bob Odenkirk.
And he's brilliant in Better Call Saul. But it looks like the producers have leaked that Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul are going to reprise their Breaking Bad characters in the final season. I thought that would have been the holy crap moment that nobody knew about until it happened, and then everyone would be talking about it. Kind of like in the Book of Boba Fett, where randomly the Mandalorian shows up, and you're like, whoa, you're not supposed to be in this series, mind blown.
And esoteric, actually, blood started leaking from his ears.
So, yes, they're returning, and it has been confirmed, and that just seemed like a really odd move.
Well, I can guarantee you, because I'm familiar with what the show's about. It was so slow at the beginning.
It is.
I couldn't stick with it, but I will watch it eventually. I would imagine it's how it ends, right? Because you know, like, from then on, what, like, that story's been told already.
Right. This is the baton being passed. Yes. It's a prequel. It goes right into it. But, Fred, I'm with you. The first two seasons, there's a certain character. Once that character dies, it takes off like a rocket.
Esoteric loves Ram Man.
Okay. I knew he'd get it. I knew he would get it.
Good for him.
All right. American males. Bring the sexy back to wrestling. All right. That'll do it for us. I don't know what we're doing tomorrow, but it's going to be something else.
American Males.
It's the second one where he just can't stop. He's like, these guys slay so much. You better not listen. You might wind up in critical condition. These guys are getting so much ass, it's funny. All right, that'll do it for us. Everyone have a great day. Bye.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range. State-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Night Train overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at graniteCityElectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.